Hundreds rallied in Northampton today to support a local man who is part of a national group of 1,500 Iraqis facing imminent deportation.
All of us today are here saying, not one more. Send Nabird home. Let him stay. We're meant to be a nation of justice. We're meant to be a nation that is overcoming our demons of the past.
Demonstrators gathered in front of Northampton City Hall to rally on behalf of 57-year-old Nabird Abdallah, who is sitting in a small jail cell about 80 miles away in Boston. Abdallah, who came to the United States when he was 15, was arrested last month. His partner, Ellen McShane, said Abdallah had reported to federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials every 6 months for the past 7 years. But on June 8th, what they thought would be just another routine appointment ended with an agent telling her Abdallah could not go home. She said she was shocked and devastated.
It just seems so unreasonable because this is a man who is sweet, who is kind, who has nothing but love for other people, and to be treated as if he were a criminal or someone who was a threat to anything or anyone is so absurd.
Buzz Eisenberg, an attorney with the ACLU Immigrant Protection Program of Western Massachusetts who represents Abdallah, said he faces an uncertain fate if he returns to Iraq. He has a serious respiratory illness.
It's a pretty dire circumstance for him, and his health in particular makes it even more dire consequences if he in fact is removed and sent to Iraq. He will not get the treatment that his Cooley Dickinson Hospital physician says that he absolutely needs. They won't have that in Baghdad.
Eisenberg said Abdallah's legal options for avoiding deportation appear to be few.
Time lapsed and he was just here like the rest of us, living like the rest of us and not thinking about his vulnerability. So there are windows that have passed, but there might be windows open. And my job is to try to figure out which ones are open once I can see the official record.
Abdallah is among 1,500 Iraqi immigrants suddenly facing removal from the United States after living here for decades. The ACLU filed a class action suit in Michigan, and a federal judge has stayed the deportation orders until July 24th. The Northampton rally was organized by the Pioneer Valley Workers Center. Lead organizer Margaret Sawyer said they collected 1,400 signatures on a petition and are looking to get letters from state politicians on Abdallah's behalf.
The more we raise our voices and the more we say, not one more Nabird, not one more immigrant leaving our community, the more we're bringing awareness to each other of this problem and raising awareness to our elected officials that we don't stand for this, and hopefully achieving the immigration reform we've been working on for so long.
According to his lawyer and partner, Abdallah lived first in Chicago when he came to the United States in the 1970s. He later lived in the Bronx and in upstate New York. He's lived in Northampton for several years and took care of his elderly parents who lived in East Hampton. His mother recently died. The parents were naturalized United States citizens. Reporting from Northampton, this is Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.